Passengers Remain Calm by Dan Shaun. Here is a snake with a girl in his mouth. She is a little blonde girl, about 4 years old, and he is a rare albino anaconda, pink and white, about 3 feet long. Just a baby, really. Nevertheless, he is trying to eat the child. Her hand and forearm have disappeared down his throat, and he's coiled the rest of his body around her bicep, trying to constrict it. His wide mouth gives the impression of gloating merriment. She, of course, is screaming. And Hollis and his young nephew draw closer to the small circle of bystanders who have formed around her. "It's all right," the owner of the reptile petting zoo tells the gathering as he tries to unwind the snake's coils. "Everything is under control." The girl is apparently the owner's daughter. "Just calm down," he says. "Didn't Daddy tell you that you should always wash your hands after playing with the gerbils? Now Rosario thinks that you are a gerbil."
"I hate Rosario," the little girl wails.
"There, there," her father soothes. "No, you don't." He speaks in a soft voice, but he grunts with exertion as he attempts to untangle his daughter's arm from the snake, whose tail whips wildly when it is disengaged. "Damn, damn," the man whispers, sweating.
"My God," says a woman in the audience. "Kill the thing, kill it, please,"
the father cries, struggling to maintain his jovial showman's voice. "Stand back, everyone. Everything is under control." For a moment, Hollis wonders whether his nephew ought to be watching. But then a uniformed security officer arrives, and with the officer's help, the girl is pried free. There is a smattering of applause. The girl's hand is red, a bit swollen, but not bleeding. Hollis watches as the owner returns the snake to its glass cage. The owner presses the snake's snout into a dish of water. "Here," the man says, "have a drink." He holds the snake's head underwater for a few moments, and though the man's voice sounds placid, even gentle, Hollis can see his jaw tighten with rage. Hollis has noticed that he always seems to witness these weird little incidents more than other people.